Okay, magandang umaga sa bawat isa. Kunin niyo po ang inyong mga Bible, buksan sa Ephesians chapter 2. Open your Bible in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. At makikita po natin, ito pong Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, ito po yung pangatlong section ng doctrinal content ng Book of Ephesians. Meron pong dalawang division ang Book of Ephesians. Ang doctrinal content, chapter 1, 2, and 3, and then practical applications, chapter 4, 5, and 6. Now ngayon, nakapokus po tayo sa pag-aaral ng doctrinal content. Ang doctrinal content po, meron po siyang mga section, at pangatlo sa section na yun, ang Ephesians 2, 1 to 4, 1 to 10, na kung saan pinag-usapan ni Paul kung ano ang God's workmanship. God's workmanship. Makikita niyo po yan sa verse 10, Ephesians 2, 10, that the believers are God's workmanship. Ang ibig sabihin po ng word na workmanship, poema in the original, which means a product or creation. Na alam natin, ang mundong ginagalawan natin ay creation po ng Diyos. Ginawa po ng Diyos ang mundo, ang langit, at lahat ng bagay in six literal days. That's God's workmanship. Pero in the sense ng Ephesians 2, ang workmanship na tinutukoy po dito ay ang mga mananampalataya. We are God's workmanship na meron tayong tatlong condition. Una, yung past condition natin na binanggit ni Paul in Ephesians 2, 1 to 3, that the believers before our salvation, we were dead in trespasses and sin. Pinapakita po dito ni Paul yung Ephesians 2, 1 to 3, yung ating past condition na tayo ay patay sa kasalanan. Makinig po dito, mga kabataan. Makinig. Past condition na meron tayong simple manner of life. Before our conversion, before our salvation, ang ating kalalagayan ay ang ating pamumuhay ay makasalanan. At meron tayong simple nature. We are children of disobedience and we are children of wrath. At meron tayong simple manner of life. Ano ang ating pamumuhay? Lumalakad tayo according to the course of this world. We are walking according to the prince of the power of the air and having a conversation or manner of life in the lust of the flesh. Yung ating pamumuhay before our salvation ay ayon sa mundo, ayon kay Satanas, at ayon sa ating laman. That's our salvation. Kaya nga kung sa umagang ito, you're attending church for many years, pero ang pamumuhay mo, ang manner of life mo, yung habit mo ay according pa rin sa kasalanan, ayon sa mundo, ayon sa laman, at ayon sa diablo, you need to examine yourself whether you're in the faith. Because ang kaligtasan po hindi po sa pag-attend ng church. Hindi po sa bautismo. So, you need to make sure that you are saved. And between, at pagkatapos po nung past condition, that's 1 to 3, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, mapapansin nyo sa verse 5 and 6 is yung present condition. And then, verse 7 is the future condition. The future condition of God's workmanship. Merong past, verse 1 to 3, verse 4, 5 and 6, the present, and the future is verse 7. And between the past and the present condition, Ephesians 2, 4 said, but God who is rich in mercy. Meaning, because of God's mercy and His love, He saved us from this past condition and the present condition. Now today, ang ating focus po ng pag-aaral is the present and the future condition of God's workmanship. Tandaan nyo, ang pinaka-focus ng section nito ay yung product ng Diyos. Kung paano niya ginawa ang mga mananampalataya at inalis sa past condition, niligtas sa kanilang past condition, at dinala sa present condition, at merong future condition na hinaharap ang mga mananampalataya. Kaya nga, in Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 7, babasahin ko po, and then we're going to pray. Ephesians 2, verse 4. Kung nandiyan na po ako sa inyong mga Bible, sundan niyo po ako in verse 4. Verse 4 says, Ephesians 2, 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Shall we pray? Tayo pong lahat ay manalangin. Ama naming Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat Panginoon muli sa pagkakataong ito na kami po ay makatunghay ng inyong pong salita. We're praying, Ama, na patawarin niyo kami sa aming mga kasalanan. And I pray, Ama, na maunawaan po nawa namin ang inyong pong salita. Tulungan niyo kami, Ama, na lumago sa inyong salita. At I pray, Panginoon, na kung sa aming kalagitnaan ay meron pong hindi ligtas, I pray na kayo magbigay ng conviction, enlightenment sa kanila, Panginoon, upang sila dumating sa saving knowledge ng aming Panginoong Jesucristo. We pray na tulungan niyo kami. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Nana Elena and Ma'am Emma, welcome. So, welcome po. So, pinag-uusapan po natin sa umagang ito, yung present and future condition po ng mga mananampalataya, which are the workmanship of God. Now, dito, merong three verbs na gusto ko pong pansinin ninyo in our present condition. Yung una ay yung verb na quickened. Meaning, made alive or binuhay. The second one is raised up. Ibinangon. Raised up or resurrected. The last one is made sit. So mapapansin nyo in verse number 5 that God had quickened us together. Verse 6, God had raised us up. In verse 6, God made us sit together. Now, ito pong tatlong bagay na ito, ito po yung nagpapatungkol sa position po ng mga mananampalataya. Our position in Christ. Na currently, ang ating current position or condition dahil tayo po ay merong spiritual life, weekend, we have the resurrection, we have raised up, and the enthronement made sit together with Christ. Ito pong tatlong bagay nito, tatlong verb nito, ito po ay studiopeo, sunegairo, sukaitidso, ito po ay lahat ay active voice sa original. Active, meaning, ang Diyos po ang doer ng mga bagay na to. At tayo pong mga Kristiyano ang object po ng mga verbs na to. Ibig sabihin po, it indicates na ang kaligtasan po ay 100% lamang sa Diyos. Na hindi tayo pwedeng magmayabang na kaya kaligtas ay dahil nabautismuhan ka, na kaya kaligtas dahil nag-church ka, kaya ka naligtas dahil nagbabasa ka ng Bible. No. Ang salvation po ay tanging 100% sa Diyos. Siya po ang nagbangon sa atin mula sa pagiging patay, sa kasalanan. Paano tayo binangon ng Diyos, binigyan ng buhay, binangon ng Diyos at ipinaupo ng Diyos sa trono niya. And we're going to discuss that later on. Now, it is not ourselves nor any man's work. In verse 8 and 9, napakaliwanag po nito, na wala pong makapagmamayabang. Na hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na ikaw ay anak na ikaw ay baptist, ikaw ay ligtas. Hindi mo mapagmamayabang na dahil nabautismo ka, ikaw ay ligtas. Hindi mo mapagmamayabang na kaya gumagawa ka ng mabuti, you're doing good works, ay kaya ka ligtas. Ang salvation po ay tanging sa Diyos lamang. It's 100% of God. And this verb, studiopeo, or quicken, raise up, and made sit, these words are all in aorist tense in the original. Aorist tense, meaning they are completed actions in the past. Ito pong mga bagay na to, once ang isang tao po ay magsisi sa kanyang kasalanan at lumapit sa Diyos through repentance and faith, ang mga bagay na to po ay mangyayari sa kanya. And in the context, ang mga Ephesians, there was a point of time na sila'y tinalikod nila ang kanilang idolatry, ang kanilang self-righteousness, ang kanilang false religion, at lumapit sila sa buhay na Diyos, and they put their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. And but that time, they were weakened, raised up, and sit together. And ito pong tatlong ito, they're in aorist tense, but gusto kong pansinin nyo in verse 5, sa huling bahagi po ng verse 5, by grace ye are saved. Yung word na saved po doon, yung po ay imperfect passive participle, indicating that the believers are currently enjoying the salvation previously given to them. Even itong mga tatlong bagay na ito ay nakalipas. Meaning, pag isang tao ay nagsisi at nanampalataya, siya ay mabubuhay, ibabangon at papaupin ng Diyos. Pero currently, we are saved. We are enjoying the salvation that God gave to us. And ito pong verbs na to, in the original, they are compound verbs. Compound verbs. Meaning, dalawang word na pinagsama. At they are compound verbs in the original combined with the prepositions with. The word with or together. Kaya mapapansin nyo in verse 5, quicken us together with. Mm. Verse 6, raise us up together. Mm. And verse 6, made us sit together. Mapapansin nyo yung word na together, together, together. In the original, yan po ay soon or with. Ano pong pinapakita nito? It indicates that these actions, quicken, raise up, made sit, these actions happen with, alongside, or together with Jesus Christ. Together with Jesus Christ. Now, go over in Ephesians 1:20. Ephesians 1:20, sabi dito ni Paul, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. God the Father raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. What it means is, ito pong tatlong bagay nito, together with Christ, God raised the believers from the dead.
Amen.
Together with Christ, amen, God set the believers in the heavenly placements. That's our enthronement. Mm. That's the strength of this verb. Yung sudyo apeyo, sunegario, and sukatidso, in the original, yung po ang ibig sabihin nito, na ang strength at kalakasan po ng ating current position, ng ating present position, ay kasama tayong binuhay ng Diyos, binangon ng Diyos, at pinaupo ng Diyos kasama si Jesucristo. Just think about that, Christian. If you are saved right now, your position is with the eternal Son of God. Is with the second person of the triune God. With creator of all things. Jesus Christ is the creator of all things. By Him, all things consist. And by Him, He is the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Amen.
And that is your position, Christian, if you are saved today. If you are saved today, binigyan ka ng buhay ng Diyos.
Amen.
Ang katotohanan po ng mga tao right now, buhay sila physically, pero katulad ng sinabi ni Paul kay Timothy na pwedeng mangyari na ang isang taong buhay ay buhay, pero patay siya spiritually.
Right.
Pero kung ikaw ay ligtas, binigyan ka ng buhay ng Diyos.
Amen. Right.
Binangon ka ng Diyos at pinaupo ka sa langit, sa mga langit na lugar, kasama ang kanyang anak na Jesucristo. Just think about that, Christian. Now, at yun po ang pinapakita ng water baptism. Pag ang isang tao po ay naligtas, nagsisi, at nanampalataya kay Jesus Christ, ang next na kalooban po ng Diyos sa iyo, kung ikaw ay ligtas na, ay tubig bautismo. Dahil yun po ang nagpapakita na kasama kang binigyan ng buhay ng Diyos. Kasama kang binangon ng Diyos muli. Kasama kang pinaupo ng Diyos kay Kristo. Kaya nga ang kaligtaan, ang bautismo po, ito po yung nagpapakita na ang isang taong nanampalataya at naligtas becomes alive and resurrected from the dead. Kung ikaw ay ligtas na, nakita mo, Brother RJ, nagsisina ako, nanampalataya na ako sa Panginoon at gusto kong ipakita publicly na ako'y kasama ni Kristong binigyan ng buhay ng Diyos, you need to follow the water baptism. And that's the will of God para sa iyo. Now, ito po, yung ito pong current condition natin ng mga mananampalataya, this is our present condition, quickened, raised up, and made sit in heavenly places with Christ. Ito po ang tinutukoy ni Paul in Ephesians 1.19, go over in Ephesians 1.19, go over in Ephesians 1.19, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Na ito po ang tinutukoy ni Paul na kanyang pinapanalangin for the Ephesians to know. Remember in our previous lesson, in the second section, Paul prayed for the Ephesians that they may know the exceeding greatness of God's power to us who are believe. And this is what he's talking about. Na tayong mga mananampalataya, sa Ephesians, pinagpray ni Paul na malaman nila ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos. Na mula sa pagiging patay sa kasalanan, napatay sa paglabag, ay binigyan ng buhay ng Diyos, binangon ng Diyos at pinuupo ng Diyos sa kalangitan. You know what? Kung gaano kasigurado ang kaligtasan ibinigay ng Diyos sa mga kanyang anak? In the perspective of God the Father, the believers are already seated in heavenly places. That's our position right now, mga mananampalataya. At yun ang pinag-pray ni Paul na malaman natin. Malaman natin kung anong nag-uumapaw na kapangyarihan ng Diyos sa mga Kristiyano. Just think about kung anong buhay natin before. Just think about kung anong pamumuhay natin, kung ano ang puso sa mundo, yun din ang ginagawa natin. Kung anong gusto ng laman, ganun ang ginagawa natin. Kung anong gusto ng diablo, yun ang ginagawa natin. And by nature, we are children of disobedience. Hindi natin alam sumunod sa authority. Hindi natin alam sumunod sa Diyos. Hindi natin alam sumunod sa salita ng Diyos. Pero one day, napakinggan mo ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo, and then you repented and you believed the gospel, and God saved you from this condition.
Amen.
To this current condition.
Amen.
Na meron kang buhay right now. Meron kang buhay. The reason na nauunawaan mo ang salita ng Diyos, because meron kang buhay.
Amen.
Ang tao, pag lumabas ako dyan right now, at ipangaral ko ang the same message, hindi nila ito mauunawaan. You know what? Because they are dead. They are dead. There's nothing you can do sa isang patay. Pag ang isang bangkay dyan, ay bigyan ko ng, halimbawa, vitamins, ng gamot, ng Jollibee, ng fully loaded meal ng KFC. There's nothing I can do sa taong yan. Because he is dead. Pero kung ikaw ay Kristiyano at nauunawaan mo ang salita ng Diyos, nalalaman mo ang kalooban ng Diyos because you are alive. Kaya nga kung sa umagang ito, ang salita ng Diyos ay parang baliwala sa'yo, week after week you are in the church, pero you don't have desire in the Word of God, maybe you are in this condition pa. Maybe you are in condition. Pero ang ligtas, you have spiritual life.
Amen.
You have spiritual life. Na in Ephesians 1.13, merong banal na espiritong nananahan sa'yo, na ang siya ang nagbibigay ng enlightenment, ng conviction sa mga mananampalataya. What is spiritual life it is? Na tayo ay binangon ng Diyos, na meron tayong panibagong buhay. Katulad ng sinabi ni Paul, ang mga bagay na nakaraan ay nakalipas na. At meron tayong bagong buhay na paglakad kasama sa Kristo. At sa harapan ng Diyos, tayo ay nakaupo na sa langit. Positionally, we are already seated in heavenly places with Christ. That's your position, Christian. And Paul was praying for the Ephesians to know this. By default, Christians, we don't know this. That's why we need to continue to be faithful in the church, in studying the Word of God, so that we may grow in knowing these things.
Yeah.
Because ito po, kung malalaman natin kung ano ang katatayuan natin dito, pag pumunta po tayo sa second division ng Book of Ephesians, sinabi ni Paul, kung malalaman po ito bilang husband, masusunod ko na yung sabi ni Paul, husband, love your wives. Children, obey your parents. Ito po ang strength ng Book of Ephesians.
That's right.
Na kung lalago tayo dito, lahat ng binanggit ni Paul in the Book of Ephesians 4 and 6, yung mga practical application, paano tayo magkaroon ng unity in the church, paano natin hindi tayo lalakad ng mangmang, paano tayo lalakad ng may pag-ibig, hihiwalay tayo sa mga bagay ng mundo, dito nakaugat ito.
Right, man. It's good. Yeah.
Kaya kailangan nating lumago sa mga bagay na ito.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason, Christians, you are not walking with the Lord right now is because you are ignorant of these things. And that's a sad situation.
Yes, it is.
Pero kung ako, malalaman ko na if I'm going to realize that I'm already seated in the heavenly places with Christ, why I'm going to waste my life drinking alcoholic beverages, listening to the rock music, and any other sinful acts? Why I'm going to do that? Kung alam ko na meron na akong bagong lakad at bagong buhay,
yeah,
bakit ako babalik pa
right
sa aking past conditions? Kaya nasabi ni James in James 4:4, mga mangangalo niya ang mga taong bumabalik sa kalalagayan ito.
That's right.
The adulterer and adulteresses. So, that's our present condition. Now, in the context, go over in Ephesians 2, verse 5, Paul said, by grace ye are saved. By grace ye are saved. In this context po, ng Ephesians 2, yung salvation na tinutukoy po dito is not actually the salvation from the hellfire, from the lake of fire. It is salvation, according sa context, it is salvation from our past condition to our present condition. That's the salvation. Ang kaligtasan po, kaya po namin ipinapangaral ang salita ng Diyos. Kaya po natin ibinibigyan ng kayo ng paalala sa mga kaibigan natin na merong kaligtasan kay Jesucristo dahil gusto po ng Diyos na ang tao po ay makaligtas sa past condition. Yes, parang maganda sa paningin natin ang past condition dahil nai-enjoy mo ang kasalanan. Pero I tell you, ang kasalanan po ay laging merong consequence. Sin has always consequence. At hindi alam ng tao yan. Just observe the world right now. Families are broken.
Right.
Children are into drugs. Children are into fornication. You know what? Because this condition is worse. And God wants you to be saved from that condition.
Man.
Ang kailangan mong gawin, kaibigan, talikuran, ang kasalanan, repentance toward God, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And you will get saved from this past condition. We're going to discuss that later. And also, salvation is by grace. Sabi ni Paul, by grace you are saved. Meaning, ito po'y kabutihan lamang ng Diyos.
That's right.
It's 100% kindness of God. Ang ibig sabihin po ng biyaya, ito po yung kabutihan ng Diyos na binigay ng Diyos sa atin na hindi natin deserve.
Right.
We don't deserve na makalaya sa kalalagayan ito. We don't deserve this. Pero dahil lamang sa biyaya po ng Diyos. And that's our present condition. Now, go over in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, we're going to talk about the future condition of the believers. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now, dito po, Paul described the future condition of God's workmanship, the believers, by showing the purpose of God in saving us. Do you know na meron pong layunin ng Diyos, according sa context, May layunin po ang Diyos, bakit niya tayo niligtas? God saved us for a specific purpose that is mentioned in the book of Ephesians. Ano po yun? That He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. Yung pong word that He might show, it is in subjunctive mood na nagpapakita na kaya niya tayo niligtas dahil meron siyang gagawing layunin in the future condition. Ano po yung ating future condition? We are the trophy of God's grace. Trophy of God's grace. Now, kung sa inyo po, halimbawa, meron kayong anak na naging honor sa school, naging valedictorian, maybe first honor, pag binigyan ng teacher o ng school ng medal or trophy yung inyong anak, anong karaniwang ginagawa ng mga parents? O yung medal, display natin dito sa cabinet, display natin yung trophy para ito magpapakita na nag-excel yung anak ko in that school, the trophy that reflects the achievement of the children. At alam nyo ba, in the future, in the ages to come, God will use the believers to show the exceeding riches of His grace. Alam niyo po ba na ang biyaya ng Diyos ay mayamang nag-uumapaw? Ang biyaya po ng Diyos ay exceedingly rich. We cannot fully comprehend the vastness and the infiniteness of God's grace in this life. Hindi natin malaman, kahit right now ako po, to be honest, I cannot comprehend that God's grace exceedingly rich. But in the future, Paul said that God will use the believers, His God's workmanship, to show, to manifest, or to display the exceeding riches of His grace. For all eternity po, makikita po ng natin na ang biyaya po ng Diyos ay napakayaman by seeing our lives. Kung titingnan natin yung kung paano tayo niligtas ng Diyos, paano tayo binigyan ng bagong buhay, God will do that. That's our future condition. The believers are the object of or trophies of God's grace for all eternity. Go over in Ephesians 1:6. Ephesians 1:6. That He might show the exceeding riches of God's grace in Ephesians 1:6 to the praise of the glory of His grace wherein He had made us accepted in the beloved. God made the believers accepted in Christ for the praise of the glory of His grace. God made us accepted in Christ for the praise of the glory of His grace. In Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. Amen. And in Ephesians 2, God saved us from our past condition to the present condition that He might show, upang ipakita ang nag-uumapaw na yaman ng biyaya ng Diyos. That's what Paul was praying for the Ephesians to know. Do we know it? I don't know it. I'm still trying to know it day-to-day basis. But Christians, we need to know that. But in the future, God has a purpose in saving us. Pagka ginather na ng Diyos ang mga ligtas sa kalangitan, doon niya ipapakita they were saved by grace.
That's right.
These people, just imagine, nasa kalangitan na tayo in the New Jerusalem. For all eternity, we are enjoying the presence of God in heaven in the New Jerusalem. But what we can see there is, it's only by God's grace.
Amen.
We don't deserve to be here.
Right.
And in contrast, for all eternity, the people who rejected the gospel will be the object of God's wrath and righteousness.
That's right.
Go over in Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. Tayo pong mga Kristiyano, we are the object or the trophy of God's grace. But that at the same time, for all eternity, for the ages to come, in Isaiah 66, verse 22 and 23, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that from one moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, said the Lord." Verse 24, "And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be abhorring unto all flesh." Kung paano ang mga Kristiyanong ligtas ay ang tropi ng Diyos, ng biyaya ng Diyos, the same thing ang mga diligtas na hindi tumanggap sa imbitasyon ng pagsisisi at pananampalataya, they are going to be a trophy or object of God's righteousness and judgment for all eternity. And that's our future. In the future, makikita po publicly, it will be a public display yung pong mga laman na susunog sa dagat-dagat ang apoy.
Right.
We will see that according sa prophecy ni Isaiah. Nakita niyo po kung paano? Just imagine this. Each time we perceive ourselves as saved and redeemed with Christ in the New Jerusalem for all eternity, and we will continue to behold the carcasses of those men, ang masasabi lang natin,
yeah,
we don't deserve to be here.
Yeah.
We don't deserve to be with the Lord. We don't deserve to be redeemed. What we deserve is to be with those carcasses.
Yeah, that's right.
And that how God will show the exceeding riches of God's grace. We don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve to be saved from this condition. No, Christian, we don't deserve it. No one should boast, can boast. It's not ourselves, Paul said in Ephesians 2. Na kung makikita lang natin yung ating kalalagayan at ang ating future condition, we can walk with Christ here on earth right and righteously according sa practical application ng book of Ephesians. Kaya nga mga mananampalataya, the ages to come na tinutukoy po dito ay the eternity to come. For all eternity, we will behold ang exceeding riches ng kabiyaya po ng Diyos. And we know na tayo po ang, at yung grace na ito, makikita natin in Ephesians 2, this grace is based on His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Yung biyaya po ng Diyos, nakabase po ito sa kabutihan ng Diyos sa atin sa pamamagitan ni Jesucristo. Biyaya po ng Diyos, binigyan tayo ng tagapagligtas. Binigay niya ang kanyang sariling bugtong na anak na siya ang mamatay para sa ating mga kasalanan, inilibing at nabuhay namang muli, upang ang sinong mang magsisisi sa kanyang kasalanan at mananampalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo ay pwedeng maging kabahagi ng kanyang produkto, na produkto ng Diyos. Kaya nga ang challenge, mga kaibigan, ang kaligtasan po ay regalo po ng Diyos. Makikita niyo po yan, Ephesians 2. We're going to discuss that next week, but mapapansin niyo po sa Ephesians 2, na sabi ni Paul, "For by verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Ang kaligtasan po'y regalo. At sa umagang ito, kung hindi ka paligtas, anong Brother RJ yung hindi paligtas? Just examine your life, yung pamumuhay mo. Kung according pa rin ba sa lakad ng mundo, sa kagustuhan ng Diablo, sa kagustuhan ng ating laman, ang kailangan mo, kaibigan, ay tanggapin yung regalo ng Diyos. Ang regalo po ay hindi mo kailangang pagtrabahuhan. Ito yung pong paniniwala ng maraming tao, kailangan kong gumawa ng mabuti upang makaligtas. No, you cannot get saved by doing good works. by doing sacraments. Wala kang kayang gawin upang ikaw ay maligtas. Ang kaligtasan po ay regalo. Hindi mo kailangan pagtrabahuhan yan. Ang regalo, halimbawa, I have a new book and I give it to William. But I said to William, before I give this gift to you, you need to work for 9 to 5 in 5 days for me. Kung siya'y magtatrabaho para makuha yung regalo, hindi na po yung regalo. Ang regalo po ay binigay ng Diyos sa atin. Ang kailangan gawin po ng tao ay tanggapin ang regalo sa pamamagitan po ng dalawang bagay. Dalawang requirement po ang ibinigay po ng Diyos upang tanggapin ang regalo. Go over in Acts 20:21. Acts 20:21. In the book of Acts, Acts 20:21. Paano ko, Brother RJ, tatanggapin yung regalo? Gusto kong maligtas din. Gusto kong makaalis sa aking past condition. Gusto kong maging mabuhay, magkaroon ng buhay, mabangon at maupo din sa kalangitan. Gusto kong maging bahagi ng tropi ng Diyos. Paano mo tatanggapin yung regalo, Brother RJ? Acts 20:21, Paul said, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greek, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Upang tanggapin po ang regalo, kailangan mo magsisi patungo sa Diyos at pananampalataya patungo sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Repentance toward God. Alam niyo po ba na ang repentance is perverted in Christianity world today? Many Baptist church today doesn't believe in repentance anymore. They perverted repentance. You know why? Because repentance is a hindrance to build church paths. Dahil ang layo nila ay magkaroon ng simbahan na malaki, ng mabilis. Let's just pervert repentance. But if you're going to be honest in the scripture, you will see that salvation is through repentance toward God. What is repentance toward God? Ang repentance toward God po, ito po yung pagsuko sa Diyos. Now right now, you are fighting God. You're fighting God. Repentance is surrender to God. Repentance is just, it's like a killer who would surrender his knife to the police. Repentance is also a change of mind that would result a change of life.
Right.
Ang repentance din po ay magbibigay ng pagbabago sa iyong volition. Repentance toward God. Why it's toward God? Because God is the one we offended because of our sin.
That's right.
Every day of our life, we sin, and every sin that we commit, it is against God. Against the Almighty God. That's why kailangan mong magsisi patungo sa Diyos. And faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Ang ibig sabihin po nun, yung ginawa po ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo na siya'y namatay para sa iyong kasalanan, according sa lumang tipan, inilibing at nabuhay namang muli according muli sa lumang tipan, kailangan mo yung pagtiwalaan.
Right. Then,
I'm not talking about head knowledge.
Right.
Dahil ang marami pong tao ngayon ang merong head knowledge about the gospel, but they are in hell right now. You cannot be saved by having an head knowledge.
Right.
Kailangan mong magkaroon ka ng pagtitiwala. Pagtitiwala na yung iyong mga kasalanan ay binayaran ng dugo ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. And if you're going to do that, God said, you will be quickened. Magkakaroon ka ng spiritual life. God will raise you up with Christ and made you sit up together with Christ in heavenly places. At magiging tropi ka ng Diyos in the future. The invitation right now, kaibigan, ay nasa iyo. I hope and I pray na mong palagpasin yung araw na ito na hindi ka gumawa ng decision. Bahagi po ng produkto ng Diyos sa kanyang paggawa ng produkto, which is the believers, ay yung mapakinggan mo ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo. That's 100% of God. Yung decision mo na magpunta ka sa church upang mapakinggan ang Word of God, it is God's favor and goodness toward you. And I pray, kaibigan, kung sa umagang ito, hindi mo alam na ikaw ay ligtas, nakikita mo ang buhay mo ay according sa mundo, kaya ang buhay mo ay parwara dahil sa kasalanan, you can be saved right now. You can be saved. Kung ikaw ay magsisisi at mananampalataya sa Panginoon. Para naman sa mga Kristiyano, ito po ang tinutukoy ni Paul na exceeding power to the believers na kanyang pinapanalangin. We Christian, we should continually grow in this. We should continually grow in this. That's why we need to spend time, a lot of time in the scripture. We need to be faithful in the church because we need to know these things. We need to grow in knowing these things. That's Paul's prayer. And go over in Colossians 3, para sa mga Kristiyano, this is the challenge. Colossians 3, ito pong second section ni Paul, he also mentioned this in the book of Colossians, and Paul concluded this in Colossians 3, verse 1 to 3. Colossians 3, 1 to 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Kung tayo ay binangon na muli ng Diyos, kasama si Kristo, ang sabi ni Pablo, ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos, seek those things which are above. Saliksikin mo ang mga bagay na makalangit at ilagak mo ang iyong affection or kagustuhan o yung desire mo, affection, on things above, not on things on earth, Christian. Where is your affection, Christian, today? Nasaan ang desire mo right now? Sa mga bagay ba ng mundo na hindi maglalas? If we are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. And set our affection on things above. Set your affection on things above. What a perspective it is, Christians, na dahil tayo ay meron ng bagong katatayuan, kailangan kong saliksikin ang mga bagay na makalangit. At yung anong desire, saan ko ilalagak yung aking affection? Am I going to be discouraged because of the corruption in our country? Am I going to be discouraged because of the sins ng society? No. You're setting your affection on things on earth. You need to seek those things on things above. Na kahit meron kang problema, meron kang pagsubok, meron kang mga pangyayari hindi maganda sa buhay, you will continue serving the Lord because you're setting your affection on things above, not on earth. Brad, meron akong cancer? No. Set your affection on things above. Meron kaming problem sa family? No. Set your affection on things above. Brad, we have financial difficulties? Set your affection on things above. Because we are risen with Christ.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Manaming Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat Panginoon sa inyo pong salita. Salamat Panginoon sa katotohanan na meron kaming kaligtasan dahil lamang sa aming Panginoong Kristo. Pinupuri namin kayo at ang aming Panginoong Kristo dahil sa kabutihan at biyaya po ninyo. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Ikaw natin ang ating